May what I say and what you hear be in the name of God. Amen. In preface, let me begin by saying two things. One is I had a choice today. I could have taken the easy road and preached on the collect of the day about running the race. It sort of fit in to the theme of this day. Second, which I chose not to do, by the way, then when I took a look at all three lessons today, I have to say that I am truly surprised with the vigor which people responded, "Thanks be to God." The lessons today were a bit tough to listen to. If they weren't, I'm afraid you weren't listening. It's interesting how a preacher can have some idea of what to preach on early in the week, and then all of a sudden they read something or see something or hear something, and the focus of what they want to say changes. I'm not sure how many of you read the Chronicle, but yesterday morning, I don't often read the paper in the pulpit, but it seems appropriate. Issues seen in census findings. The latest U.S. Census Bureau release Thursday confirms that what researchers and economists have been saying for years. America is getting older, richer, and more unequal. Income equality is on the rise. Then we continue. Racial and ethnic disparities also persist. While most households are seeing the same income now as they were before the recession, African American households have not recovered as quickly. So, as I read that, I couldn't help but think about Amos. Alas for those who are at ease in Zion and those who feel secure. Alas for those who lie on beds of ivory and lounge on their couches and eat lambs from the flock, and on and on and on. Therefore, they shall be the first to go in exile. Those who grieve. Then I thought, well, I can get away with not preaching on the Old Testament lesson. Then we hear Paul speaking to Timothy, "For we brought nothing into this world, so we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with these. But those who want to be rich fall into temptation. As for those who in the present age are rich, command them not to be haughty or to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but rather on God who richly provides." Okay, lots of times preachers don't preach on the Old Testament or the Epistle, so let's find some good news in the Gospel. The rich man and Lazarus. Once again, we hear the story of the rich man who through the way of life ends up in Hades. So, where are we to go with this? Where are we to go with Scripture very clearly saying those of us who have more responsibility. Those of us who have been blessed have a firm and powerful responsibility for those who have not been blessed as much. It really is interesting to me how easily we can discount bits and pieces of Scripture. We can choose to ignore these. And to be honest, more often than not, people do. But the fact that God speaks to us in the Old Testament, in the Epistle, and in the Gospel should say something to us about the dangers of riches, but also the blessing and hope that riches can provide for others. It just so happened as I was looking on Facebook this morning. Usually, I mean, bear with me now, newspaper and telephone in the pulpit, not often. But to quote the great theologian Atticus Finch, sometimes the Bible in the hand of one man is worse than a whiskey bottle in the hand of another. There are just some kind of men who are so busy worrying about the next world that they never learn how to live in this one. And you can look down the street and see the results. We have a responsibility. And I believe firmly that as Christian people, we need to live that responsibility and speak that responsibility. If everything we strive for is about portfolio, about riches, about getting more and more in the here and now, and not looking down the street at our neighbor in need, we're missing the point. It is amazing to me how easily we can look beyond immorality, self-centeredness, evil intent, racism, look past all of these things to find what we want by getting more. God is calling us as Christian people to speak words of truth and to speak words of power that can be transforming. God has called us to be faithful followers and to live the words that are on the back of these t-shirts you say, see. Love your neighbor. Don't worry so much about how much you can amass, but seek and serve Christ in all persons, sharing your abundance with the world that needs it. God has given us a calling to speak difficult words in difficult times and to have generous hearts when they're most needed. Let us go forth in the power that God has given us to begin changing our lives and the lives of the community that surrounds us. Love your neighbor. Amen.